Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Mark is out, I guess back in Florida on another vacation. Sam, sitting in with me tonight from ObscuredTruth.com. As always, thanks for being here, Sam.
You're welcome.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. Start things out with, I believe, Keith is with us in Connecticut. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there.
Hey, Keith. What's on your mind
tonight? Ian and Sam, right?
Yep, Ian and Sam here.
Yeah, you guys might want to check in with this Jonathan Oosting over at MLife.com. He can't even spell freaking.
What is this?
Yeah. You guys were talking about the Metro Detroit coverage of the of Sam's videos?
Yeah, it got covered somewhere else.
Yeah, it's on one of their websites. They have all three videos on MLive.com, just the letter M and then live.com.
Mm-hmm.
And down the thing, they have a link back to one of the blog posts on freekeen.com regarding Sam's incarceration, and they spelled it with an E. It's K-E-A-N. So,
oh, jeez.
But the link works, and it gets it to your site, so at least that part's good.
It's good enough.
Okay, cool. So it's getting coverage in places we didn't even know was getting coverage. That's nice to know. And of course, we're talking about Sam's video series that he just recently posted over at ObscuredTruth.com. Thank you for the heads up on that. Was there something else you wanted to share?
Actually, I called months and months ago, back when I was in the Navy. I got a threatening letter from the DMV because I went on a deployment, and my insurance was considered to have lapsed, even though all I did was take it down to the state minimums. Well, anyway, I wasn't intending on to paying off, you know, their bribe fee. They wanted $300 or something to make it go away. And they went back and forth, and basically it sounds like it got stuck under a desk. So they eventually, once I got there, they had already found it and realized it was a mistake and cleared it in the system. They just hadn't told me yet. So they had me running around trying to figure out how to, you know, prevent them from coming after me.
Nice.
But anyway, it resolved itself. I went to the local DMV, even though I was, you know, instructed not to on the form, and discussed with them and got many responses. One of the best quotes I got out of the day was, "I don't know, I'm just here to take your money." those are the exact words.
Honesty in government, right there.
We got an interesting response from some bureaucrats over at this last weekend in Manchester. There's a video that has just been put up over at freekeen.com of the police coming out and threatening a group of demonstrators as one of our activists is sitting in a jail cell right now. They actually come out and claim they have to leave because it's private property, the jail.
The jail is private, really?
Yeah, it's amazing. Hey, right on the video, they tell you that.
Taxpayers?
Yeah, apparently, even though you're forced to pay for it, it's not your property. It's private property. And they don't even bother claiming it's public property. They're not even bothering with that. I'm sorry to interrupt your story. Go ahead with what else you had to tell us.
No, that was all. It resolved itself. It was a dumb DMV, typical waste of time for everyone involved. So, the only other thing I did have, I think my girlfriend has swallowed the red pills of liberty, and they're not agreeing with her that well. She's realizing that she's gonna feel pretty lonely until we get up into New Hampshire. She decided, I guess a week ago while I was out of town, to go with her friend and get a small stud in her nose. Well, this was against company policy, but the company policy, which the company is a subsidiary of the military base that I used to work for. So, of course, they're just the typical bureaucratic rules of dress code.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, she decided to go ahead and just do it anyway because they don't actually enforce their rules typically.
Okay.
So now she's feeling really bad because she's going to get other people in trouble over this rule that is suddenly has to be enforced again because, oh no, people are bending it.
So she got a stud in her nose thinking she was going to get away with it, but then they decided to start enforcing that rule?
Correct.
She's losing her job?
No. Actually, she we discussed what we were going to do about it. She originally was going to take it out, and I told her to stand her ground because they probably would just, you know, come up with another solution. And what they ended up settling on is she said she would agree to take 3 weeks and take the leave of absence and let it heal and then change it out for, I guess, a plastic piece that you can't see when she has it in, so it'll just maintain it open. And I guess that's where they're moving forward from now. But now she's really worried that she's going to bring down the hammer of management on other people who used to, you know, come in with tattoos and tongue rings and everything, which was all against the rules anyway.
Well, I mean, what can she do about that? It's not her fault if management wants to come down on other people for breaking the rules. I mean, if they've been lax this entire time and they decide to get more strict because of what she did, it's not really her fault.
Was a Band-Aid considered? I know a lot of people use that to cover up earrings and piercings and so forth.
It was considered. Honestly, her biggest thing was she didn't feel... She didn't want to hide it. She wanted to flaunt it. She wanted to point out the fact, well, this is what I do on my off time. This has nothing to do with my professional life, my work. I'm going to complete, she's a personal trainer. She's going to do an excellent job training people and pushing them towards their workout goals just the same, and no one notices. So is this really an issue where you have jurisdiction?
So you mentioned that she works for a company that was tied in with the military?
Correct. She actually works for one of the people that provide the gyms. So they're pretty much, they work hand in hand.
So it's a contractor
down here, so,
for the military. Now, you said she had taken the red pills of liberty and they weren't agreeing with her. What was that a reference to?
I think the more she gets, she lightly looks into the stuff. I went to the Liberty Forum last year. I am a Free State Project signer with the intention of getting up there as soon as possible, as soon as things line up. And there are some jobs in Keene that might work, so it might be in the next couple months.
Fantastic.
Nice.
So she is dabbling in it a little bit, and I mean, when you say they're not agreeing with her, I mean, does she have certain objections to the ideas of freedom, or what's going on there?
Her literal words were tonight was, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. No one seems to, they feel that I'm not picking my battles. I'm standing up for things that don't make any sense. You know, if you just worry about every little thing, then you're just never going to be a happy person. When in point of fact, it's people enforcing their opinions on other people that brings misery about in the first place.
It's tough to come across these ideas, and once you're first exposed to them, it's like, oh my gosh, there is all this stuff going on, and I had no idea. And you start to see things, or at least for me, I started to see things in a completely different way. But I didn't know how to communicate that to people. I didn't know how to handle people's objections. I didn't know where to take the conversation all the time, and it was a frustrating position to be in because I knew I was right. I had this bigger perspective that showed me these things that these other people that I'm talking to have no idea about and just don't even consider. But yet, how do I communicate that to them? And it's a process that just takes time.
And I would agree with the statement that if you're worrying about every little thing, you can't be happy. I mean, that's a true statement. If you're worrying all the time, you'll never be happy. When you first discover the message of liberty, it can be overwhelming because then you start to become more aware of all of the violations of people's freedoms and rights that are happening all around you. And you also become aware of your inability to really do anything significant about it. To, snap your fingers and make it all go away would be nice. And that's just not the way it works. So you have to deal with being aware now of having your paradigm shifted to where you are seeing all of these atrocities and horrors happening, but still, at the same time, not let them get to you, not let them bring you down, not let you, not get to the point of feeling defeated and feeling like it's an impossible task. And then, of course, you've also got the derision that comes from the people that are still stuck in the state paradigm that they don't understand what you're saying, they don't want to hear what you're saying, they think you're crazy, and that can be very difficult as well. And so getting over those humps is a learning process that you can only really do with experience and practice. And of course, making the move to New Hampshire helps a lot because then you can get around other people that are of like mind rather than feeling all alone in a sea of statism. Thank you for the call and look forward to seeing you up here, Keith. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I know that my viewpoint didn't shift from fear and hatred and anger to love and forgiveness and compassion until I made the move and have been here in New Hampshire. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. See, that's 1-866-653-7333 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and you can become a fan there. That's Facebook.freetalklive.com. Plus, If you're interested in journalism and passionate about liberty and of college age, you can learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship, and placements are available during the summer and fall. For a summer placement, oh, crap, it's too late. Well, I don't know if it's too late to get in for summer, but you can definitely get in for the fall placement. I don't have a deadline for that one yet. So go to libertarianinternships.com to get registered for that. That's libertarianinternships.com. As we continue here, you can bring up absolutely anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Now, let's continue on this TSA discussion here, Sam, because you've got a couple stories that, of more recent incidents of just shocking things going on behind the scenes at the TSA. Which one do you want to start with? You've got one about a Jeopardy board, and
yeah, let's jump into the Jeopardy board.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, the real point behind the videos that we talked about in the first hour is showing the inequality between the way the police and the so-called authorities view themselves and the way they view us. You know, they really kind of put themselves above that. And I think there's a couple stories here that are just perfect examples. And that monopoly on force is the problem. It attracts some of the worst people into the job. And, you know, the TSA claims, oh, these are isolated incidents, but there's a lot of them. And here's the latest one out of Orlando from CNN. Derogatory Jeopardy Board launches TSA probe. The Transportation Security Administration has launched an internal investigation into an Air Marshal field office in Florida where supervisors are alleged to have used a crew assignment board to ridicule and keep score on women, gays, and minorities, sources told CNN. The board, resembling the TV game show Jeopardy, includes categories such as pickle smokers, our gang, and creatures, which sources said were names used by managers for gay men, African-Americans, and lesbians. The photograph of the board was sent to CNN. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. The TSA confirmed the investigation but did not elaborate. I'm following a referral from a DHS office of the Inspector General. The TSA's Office of Inspection is conducting an investigation. You know, they go on here.
Yeah, right.
And at the end, they say the TSA Office of Inspection will present its finding to the TSA Acting Administrator for appropriate action.
So that's going to be the end of it then.
Yeah, well, they're going to investigate themselves, and they'll handle this. Don't worry, America.
Yeah, that's how it always goes. I mean, whether it's the local police department or the TSA in this case, news breaks about something outrageous happening, and this is quite clearly a pretty twisted what they're doing here. I mean, they're putting people into to groups based on who knows what presumptions and assumptions they're making about people, and so they're earning points. They're giving points away to one another if they harass somebody who's a lesbian. Is that the idea here?
Well, nobody knows exactly how they use the board, but you know, they're giving themselves points. There's a picture of it here.
How did this get out?
Somebody snapped a picture, sent it off to CNN, and
one of the TSA agents, presumably,
or maybe just somebody that works in the office, a secretary or something, mm-hmm. that saw what they were doing and didn't appreciate the bigotry and racism.
Or maybe somebody pissed somebody else off, and they decided that they'd had enough of this. Then at this point,
yeah. So there's no telling what they were doing with it, but you can guess by the names, it's probably not customer service oriented.
No, certainly not.
And these are the supervisors. This is the supervisory office, not the local level workers. So it's already getting its way up into the ranks, and you know, there's another story that's even worse than this.
Well, hang on a second. There's something to be said. I mean, you mentioned customer service oriented, and there's something to be said as somebody who has, you know, worked on the retail sales floor and various different positions. Behind the scenes at any retailing kind of establishment where customer service is important, inevitably you're going to have the angry customers. You're going to have the customers that are irrational,
oh, yeah.
that are jerks, that are scam artists. And there's some trash talking that goes on behind the scenes about those kinds of customers. But that's different from attacking a customer because he's gay or because he's black or because she's a lesbian. Mm-hmm. That's just categorizing all your certain customers into certain categories and treating them in a certain way, but behind the scenes because of it. That I never really saw happening. I mean, I'm sure it happens from time to time in different places, but it certainly wasn't institutional. It certainly would never be institutionalized in an organization like this. I mean, this is pretty sick.
Well, but at retail stores where you have clerks or whatever, they're typically not carrying guns, and they're typically not given the power to arrest somebody, drag them off to a cage, and put this legal system that's stacked against them, and they're also not shielded from being fired, from being sued, from all of these other things. I mean, it all comes back to the monopoly that they're granted, and that is the source of all of this behavior, whether or not it's fostering it by, you know, creating the environment where that's okay, we can just look the other way this time, or if it's attracting some of these sickos into the job because, I get to exercise this power over others.
Absolutely.
They are under my control,
it's
and
both.
I like that.
Yeah, it is both. It's attracting the sickos, and it's also attracting lazy people because, it's a sweet, sweet government job, and it doesn't really involve that much work. It was funny. You were interviewed on KABC this morning out in L.A., one of the larger talk stations in the country, and the host was talking about how the TSA agents are getting hurt so often in their jobs because they have to lift bags.
Right.
And I don't see most of them lifting any bags.
No.
Do you?
And I used to work in a freight job where I was actually moving boxes around. If you do it properly, it's not a big deal.
Lift with your legs.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how many of them are getting hurt because it's probably easy to file a claim and, they got all these union benefits. And
for weeks and sit at home and play video games and eat ice cream.
I bet you that's what most of it is.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm sure some of them get injured occasionally, but the vast majority I ever see are just standing around or working the lines, moving, kind of shaking people down, that kind of job.
Yeah, well, and that's part of why I started filming in Detroit. These agents or these groups of three roaming agents out searching people at gates, that's new personnel that they're bringing on. They're going to have to increase their staff to do these secondary searches, and I thought that was the most interesting thing aspect of the story is here goes the TSA growing their staff. You know, their budget is up to $7 billion.
Now they can search you twice.
Yeah.
They're growing their staff so they can search you more than once. And it wasn't good enough the first time, apparently. They don't trust themselves enough to just have the one checkpoint be effective. They have to now check you multiple times.
Yeah, and where does it end? I mean, they're expanding out to bus and train stations. Mm-hmm. We've seen that in Indiana and other places. I don't like where it's going, and I think people need to speak out about it.
So there is more here. In fact, out of the same airport, is that right? Orlando International Airport?
Yeah, this was also Orlando.
Let's get to this. We're going to get to this here in a moment. It's about one of these agents. Was it a MySpace or Facebook page?
He has a MySpace page.
One of these agents' MySpace page reveals something a little unusual. We'll share that with you. The TSA agent, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to tell us your TSA horror story, your airport experience, or bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind, you may. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Got a lot of features there, and a lot of features have been there for a long time, but the website itself is brand new. As of this last month, beginning of the year, we made the flip to FTL 2.0. It allows you, the listener, to submit show prep ideas, essays, blog posts, that kind of thing. And other listeners can either vote them up or vote them down as they like or dislike. And then, depending on how many votes it gets, it may be pushed to the top of our website, thereby increasing the chances that it'll get mentioned on the radio. So you can go to freetalklive.com. At the very least, if it doesn't get mentioned by us, it still gets more attention because people will see it there. And it's a real community-oriented site now, and I think it's really a good improvement. So head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy. It is free still, and it will continue to be free. As we continue with your phone calls here, we'll get to the weird TSA agent sicko guy here in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones and the fun. Kurt, listening to KBYO FM in Monroe, Louisiana. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you.
Kurt.
Wanted to just comment, you know, we all have had a tough year politically, and you've got the NRA that is, of course, battling to preserve the Second Right Amendments. You have the new development of the Tea Party and trying to battle some of the tactics.
Before you go, Kurt, I just got to correct something that you pointed out there. the NRA doesn't really battle to protect the Second Amendment. They actually endorse the 20,000 plus gun laws that are currently on the books.
Okay. Well, anyway, my point is this.
Okay.
We're talking about the TSA.
Yes, sir.
And the thought has occurred to me over the last probably 6 weeks that, you know, it is really an invasion of our privacy to be screened the way we are. There is not a single non-Muslim over the age of 30 that has created any kind of incidents at any of the airports that has diminished the safety of the travelers that go through the airports. And I just feel like we need to set up some kind of revolt or some kind of just absolute refusal to go through that until they can prove to us that, again, the non-Muslims over the age of 30 are doing this. To me, it's a personal invasion of my privacy.
So, I'm sorry, I missed something there. You want them to prove that non-Muslims are doing what? Terrorism or what?
No, what I'm saying is, see, all of the airline screenings are basically to, if you will, protect the airline's safety from the terrorists who have attempted things like 9/11 and like the underwear bomber.
Mm-hmm.
None of those people have been non-Muslims over the age of 30.
But don't you understand, though, if the TSA or any security agency were to say, okay, we're only going to screen Muslims over a certain age or under a certain age, then the terrorists would just go out and recruit people who don't fit that profile and they would sail right through. That's the whole carnival effect.
Well, and until that incident happens, I still feel like that, you know, when my grandmother travels on an airplane and she's got to go through all that, I just feel that it is something that is totally unnecessary and, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, prohibitively expensive. I think you said the budget was $7 billion.
This year, yeah.
So do you feel like, Kurt, I mean, because I agree with you that it's expensive and that it's unnecessary, but I think it's unnecessary for the government to be screening anybody. Don't you feel like it would be best if each airline got to set their own security policies, and then if they decided they wanted to have tight security, that airline could have tight security at their gate versus this one-size-fits-all government system that they just have this set of rules that they force down on everybody, and if it works or not doesn't really matter. They've got their system, and they're trying to pretend like it's doing something, but it's really just inconveniencing millions of people. So, do you feel like the airline should be handling their own security?
Well, if you do that, then the problem you run into is those that are more lax are going to be targeted compared to those that are more stringent.
How do you know that?
Well, if you have individual airlines making their own choices, no, I don't know the answer to that, obviously, but that's my thought.
Well, let me run this one by you. What if I have Liberty Airlines and I want to allow people to carry weapons on the plane? So basically there is no security on my plane, that if you want to come armed, you're welcome to come armed. Do you really think that there's a higher likelihood of someone trying terrorism on that plane?
Nope.
Why?
Because there are people there that can prevent that.
Your statement is false, then. Your statement that that having lax security would prevent or would encourage terrorism is not necessarily true. Actually, having lax security and encouraging people to carry their own weapons onto the airlines might actually provide a safer plane.
Well, that very well could be. But the main purpose of my call is really more the screening process and those that are, you know, should be screened as compared to those that are, you know, with everybody now being screened, it's just discriminatory against those of us who have no intent of doing that.
But what I'm disturbed by in your call, Kurt, and I think you have the best of intentions, but what I'm hearing from you, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're saying you think Muslims should be screened, but nobody else.
Correct.
Okay, so how are you going to, I mean, because that's a completely different proposal than what I was talking about, where each airline gets to set their own policy. You're talking about a one-size-fits-all government policy that will target Muslims, but no one else. How will you discern who a Muslim is?
That is determined when the ticket is purchased.
How will that be discerned?
That's a question that could be asked. I mean, that's a requirement.
Well, what if they lie?
Well, all I'm doing is proposing a concept that those of us who do not pose a threat to our country somehow can be exempt from the screening process.
Yeah.
In the same sense that you mentioned carrying the guns on the airplane, if you've got a permit to carry, then, you know, you should be exempt from the screening process.
Well, I have a right to bear firearms. I don't need a permit if I have a right to bear firearms. So go ahead, Sam, with your question.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying about, you know, there's the Israeli head of security that did all of the airport procedures and so forth, and they're very strict over there. He's looked at what the TSA does, and he says it's not designed to catch real terrorists. It's designed to bother people. I mean, that was almost a direct quote from him. So other countries look at this and see and say, okay, yeah, this is not what, you know, real security that's effective at stopping terrorists is going to look like. This is really just designed to more subjugate people, get them used to throwing away water and handing over their ID and notice
how... Well, that's what this is about. It's about getting people used to being searched and getting them to be more obedient to so-called authority. And that's one of the reasons why they're never going to do what you're suggesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, which, by the way, I still want to kind of examine what you're suggesting here, because I think there's something fundamentally flawed about it, and that is that you think that you'll be able to ascertain who Muslims are and who they aren't. I mean, are you just talking about targeting people because they happen to look a certain way, or asking them, are you a Muslim? Why would anyone want to say yes if that meant that they were going to get us, you know, an extra special screening?
All right, well, let's put it this way. How many Caucasians have brought a bomb or attempted to bring a bomb on
Timothy McVeigh? Blew up the Oklahoma City Federal building.
But he didn't. He was not, you know, he didn't bring that through an airport.
So, I mean, you're still a bomb that killed a lot of people, right? I mean, what you're talking about now is racial profiling. You're talking about targeting a certain group of people because their skin color or their, you know, their appearance happens to fit a certain profile. And number one, it's just not right to do, because most of those people are still going to not be terrorists. I mean, the supermajority of them are good individuals who are just trying to get from one point to another. So rather than proposing something that essentially comes off, and I'm not saying that it is racist, but it's going to come off that way. It's going to result in a lot of lawsuits. It's going to result in a lot of lawsuits, and it's never going to be a possibility. Why not talk about actually having more freedom instead, and actually allowing each, as I said, every airline to set their own policy. So that way, if one airline wants to screen passengers that are Muslims, then it's not likely the Muslims will do business with them anymore.
Sure. You know, I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just saying that we need to expand the idea. We need to approach a way to get around the current system of screening, because there are so many people that are screened that really...
Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's a big waste of time. There's no doubt about it. But proposing changes to the existing system isn't going to be likely to occur. Thank you for the call. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. It's all completely free. Silly nonsense to serious issues. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And at Manchester Brewing, they realize you have many beer choices, but so does does your beer make you bulletproof and invisible? We don't think so. At manchesterbrewing.com. That's manchesterbrewing.com. All right, so we continue here. Take your phone calls about whatever you want. We just talked to Kurt a few moments ago in Monroe, listening to KBYO-FM. And I wanted to just expand a little bit because we don't think we had enough time to really discuss thoroughly what he was proposing in the last segment. And Kurt is looking at the TSA situation in this country and seeing a lot of things that are true, that they're wasting tons of money. Mentioned their $7 billion yearly budget is what they're spending today. It's probably going to be more next year because, like all bureaucracy, it's constantly expanding. Mm-hmm. So it's very costly. And not only is it costly from an actual dollars paid kind of standpoint, it's also costly from an economic standpoint in that everybody has to get to the airport earlier and has to do more waiting, which means that people are not able to get as much work done. They're not able to get to their families and visit them for as long or whatever. It affects people's ability to get to where they need to go in the most efficient way of using their time. And if you take all of the however many millions of people travel in by air in this country over a year's span of time, you're probably talking about billions and billions of hours just thrown away because people are waiting in lines and having things taken away from them and being subjected to whatever random abuse happens to occur. And of course, then you've got stories like what you were telling us earlier, Sam, about the TSA having a little leaderboard behind the scenes in the back office where they were targeting gays and targeting lesbians and black people and giving each other points for harassing the most gay men and that kind of thing. So you also just have all kinds of abuses, all kinds of just waste, and it's just fraught with that. So Kurt was absolutely right in his assessment of what's going on with the TSA. Where Kurt went wrong, in my opinion, was suggesting that the way to fix this, well, is to just do that, to do it to Muslims.
You know?
Let everybody else through, but just do it to Muslims, because nobody else would ever blow up an airplane but a Muslim male under the age of 30, or whatever it was.
I think Kurt's probably like a lot of Americans who have flown recently, and just is frustrated by the way he's treated, by the invasive procedures and all the things that they do. I mean, there are other... In Hong Kong, you go right through. They don't go through your bag. You don't have to pull your laptop out. Same thing in Britain.
Hmm.
And somehow they're managing to get by just fine. I think what he didn't realize is that when you have the private market handling it and you don't have this overseen bureaucracy forcing everyone to follow a certain set of procedures, that the best of breed is going to win. If the market is demanding unobtrusive airline security that does the minimum to keep them safe, then that's what they'll get. And the same is true if the airline is demanding, or if the customers are demanding, you know, absolute 100% security body cavity searches, to take it to an extreme. Not that that would happen. But the best part is, without the overriding bureaucracy, you get both. You can have airlines that take on a lax policy where they may allow guns, and you can have airlines that... strip search you.
Or maybe they make you fly nude. I mean, they could do that too.
With shock bracelets on.
Who knows? I mean, you could have whatever the market would be demanding.
Right.
And that's the most sensible, freedom-oriented policy that anybody can propose. So Kurt saw a lot of the problems, but his policy didn't have the ideas of liberty in mind. It only had the ideas of liberty for people like Kurt in mind. And that's where you go wrong, is when you aren't willing to grant liberty to everybody else, or in this case to the airlines, to make their own decisions about what their flying policies, their security policies are going to be, then you're not going to ever have freedom. And the other thing that I wanted to point out to him is the reason why, first of all, this proposal will never be taken seriously as far as what the government's system is concerned, is because, as we pointed out, they want you to be obedient. They want all Americans to bow down. That's what governments are all about, is obedience and extracting money and obedience from people. We've seen example after example where government people will do just the pettiest of things. Like they're holding our friend Big Mike in a jail cell right now, as they did to you a year ago almost. Yep. They held you in a jail cell, Sam, for 58 days because... Well, not because they wanted money from you. They knew they weren't going to get that. But they wanted obedience from you. Mm-hmm. That was what was most important to them. They wanted you to give your name. Same thing with Big Mike. They want Big Mike to give his name to them. That's all. Even though they know what his name is. Even though they knew what your name was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough that they knew. It had to be that you bowed down to them to give them what they wanted from you. So the TSA experience, the whole TSA concept, is about... essentially cowing Americans, making them bow down and making them submit and making them take off this and take off that and throw away the water and do this and do that and jump up and down and do jumping jacks or whatever the heck it is.
Put your hands up to go through the body scanner. I mean, that's an I surrender symbol. Mm. And there's a reason that they do that. Now, the photos that they release to the press showing the body scanners, the people's hands are down most of the time.
But they don't do that, huh?
When you go through it, no, they want you to put your hands up so that you feel like you're guilty, so that you feel like something's wrong and these people are justified in checking you out.
It's a position of submission. You're
right. It's psychology. Yeah, they are messing with people's heads.
So on one hand, you've got the fact that they want to create this mentality of this herd mentality of obedience and just do what we say, bow down, Americans. And on the other side, you've got the standard government method of expansion, constant expansion, mission creep, getting larger, a government program, you name it, government program is created with an intention, right? right to keep people safe or protect the airlines or whatever it is the intention is. And then the intentions expand out from there. Well, now we need to do this. Well, now we need to have two security checks. We need to have one at the entrance to the gates and then one actually at the gate. And we need to have behavior detection specialists and all these other people roaming around and looking at you. So, I mean, it's already expanded out from its original intentions. The idea that they would all of a sudden contract down to just targeting one specific group of people is completely against the nature of bureaucracy. Right. So that's why what I was telling Kurt was what you're talking about here is completely unrealistic, and it's also, you know, not really freedom-oriented, the suggestion.
Well, now, I have seen something that's along the lines of what Kurt was suggesting. There supposedly is a company out there that's talking to the TSA with mind-reading capabilities. They'll flash an image up on the screen, and then they'll be scanning your brain, and if they're claiming that they can read your mind, but of course they're not doing that. They're doing is looking at activity in certain centers of the brain. So if you see an image and the wrong area of your brain lights up, you get hauled off and screened.
Nice.
And the other people are allowed to go through, and I'm sure these machines will cost billions, just like the body scanners. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, you know, it's not going to stop bombers. How do people smuggle drugs on airplanes? I mean, it's an age-old trick. You put it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
So these body scanners don't see past the skin, so they're even considering X-raying people, just like you would get, where you put the lead vest on. And that's how far they want to go. Plus, I believe it's Chertoff, one of the former heads of Homeland Security.
Yeah, that's right.
Now works for
Skeletor,
the company that makes the body scanners. So
here he does. He's a lobbyist, basically.
It's a revolving door. I mean, they send these people in to head up the government. They give favors to their buddies in the industry, and then they leave and they go work for the industry and make lots of money. Just sticking it to taxpayers.
That's right.
You guys are getting screwed. Not to mention the $5. Per ticket fee that they're charging on top of that, they're still can't. That's only like a third of their budget.
And if you believe that the Muslims are the enemy, you are wrong. You are distracted. The Muslims aren't the problem. Muslims are just another group of religious folks that, you know, has a certain belief system, and the supermajority of them are peaceful individuals in the same way that supermajority of Christians are, you know, regular folk, peaceful people. They get along well with one another. There are always radicals in any given, in a religion as large as the Muslim religion or as large as Christianity, there are always going to be violent radicals. But to target that one group shows that you're not really paying attention to the real problem. And the real problem is the government. They're the real terrorists. I mean, they're the ones that are going over to these other countries, bombing them, destroying people's way of life, propping up dictators, and angering people to the point where they decide they've got nothing left to lose, their whole family's been killed, might as well strap a bomb to themselves and go blow something up in America.
Yeah.
That's why there's a terrorism problem in the first place. It's because of the actions of the government. So place the blame where it belongs, not on a group of people called Muslims, but maybe the group of people calling themselves the U.S. federal government.
Yeah.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more coming up. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up anything. So we've got your calls. We're going to get your calls here in moments. Also, Sam, you still got to tell us about this weird TSA guy. The information was found on his MySpace page. Very revealing. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.